Okay, we've got too many cars out here. Free to do my thing. Is this going to improve? It's going to have to. Okay. We'll be okay. Okay, 3 seconds till this light changes, then I get to go. Oh, this guy running the yellow into the red. Here I go. It's a really annoying left turn. Especially when the people in front of you don't, like, have any sense of, like, oh, I should pull out further so more vehicles can make it through this light. I'll just be the only one who goes through. It's just a... shitty. Even when it's busy, you should be able to get two cars through that left turn every light by simple etiquette. Hmm. I did a lot of talking today between the podcast and the other podcast and the Far Cry stuff. It was fun hosting that thing. It's been a while. Definitely would not want to do all the prep work for that every week, honestly. That's a lot of culling, reading, and pulling, and all that stuff. But it was fun to spend most of the day yesterday pulling that stuff together. I processed the podcast a little differently than I used to, because the process has changed so much since we started doing video, that the way I used to do it didn't make sense. I tried this app that the guy that made Overcast put out called Forecast, that is designed to kind of, you know, process your podcast, kind of get your stuff in order for just the MP3 file, like handle the encode, and the tagging and all this other stuff in what is supposed to be an easier fashion. It seemed okay. I don't know. It was faster than dragging it into iTunes to tag it all up. For sure. No more Audition and Normalizer. Actually, I totally used Audition and Levelator. But we'd been using Audacity, or actually, I used to use GarageBand to do it. I still use GarageBand for All Systems Goku. But I've got Audition, and I'm going to see how Audition handles multi-track recordings, and, you know, moving them around and stuff. I wonder if that would be an easier edit than using GarageBand. Because with that thing, it's a hassle, like, getting it all right and lined up with the multiple recordings. Because we record it, and I am left with two files after I'm done recording. One that is just me, and one that is me and Dan, but it's Dan over Skype, so it doesn't sound great. Then Abby sends me Dan's audio from their local recording. And then I have to match Dan up. It's easy to match my two recordings up because they're exactly the same length, so you just, you know, they're automatically synced up at the start. Then I have to sync up Dan's recording, which is usually 8 or 9 minutes longer. So I have to trim it down first, obviously. I have to sync it up to the recording of us both, and then remove the track that has both of us on it from the mix, throw the music on it, and spit it out. It's not, like, difficult, but sometimes I'm in the zone and getting it synced up takes 30 seconds or a minute. Sometimes it's harder to, I have to trim files a little more readily, and sometimes it's hard to see the files in GarageBand because the way the GarageBand displays individual files. And so in those cases, it can take 10 or 20 minutes to get that thing synced up, sometimes, if things go awry. And also it's Friday, which is already a busy day because we have the show and, you know, just all this other stuff going on, so sometimes it's, like, hard to just get it in. So I'm going to see if Audition is better at multi-track stuff. I used to always just use Audition for all my multi-track stuff. Cool Edit Pro. You know what I'm saying? Too bad you can't do what they do with the movie and use a clapper to sync audio, as the tone won't be in both tracks. Actually, that's exactly what we do. Dan claps. And so his clapping is on the joint recording that I have, and it's on his isolated track as well. And so he claps twice, and I sync it up. I think the main issue is that it's just hard to see the raw waveforms in GarageBand, because it has to be old GarageBand, because new GarageBand does not handle podcasts well, so I should probably just finally ditch it and start using, since I used Audition today for this stuff, like, I was like, maybe next time, maybe on Friday I'll try using that. Oh, man. But yeah, my throat is all fucked up. Long day talking.
brought the noise.
Yeah, boy. Bring the noise.
Before Heavy D and the Boys. Before the roof caught on fire. Before Fresh with the Word. Before Houdini and Friends and Roxanne's Revenge. Before I Prince came out of pack. Before I Say Ho.
What's the mileage? I keep throwing rubber bandits up. Hope pull your panties up, cause you fuck like a granite. Fuck, you're just an amateur. See, Philippe gon' make this cricket just try throw the book at me. I look like half a million worth of heroin when she look at me. But you ain't got.
Before, these are the prints.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes.
Before, hard times. For the game, King's Hill, before Super Run,
Super Run,
before Reaganomics, before rappers got shot in their stomachs, before you found hip-hop and comics, before G's, before Weaver's Trees, before going raw dog gave you a deadly disease.
Go see the doctor.
Before haters, before thugs and perpetrators. Before the alphas, before the betas. Before beepers, cell phones, retro guards, FedEx, food stamps, metro cards. Before cops was 5-0. And before cats was answers. Before the B-boys turned into breakdancers. Before legs was crazy. Before I'll turn to Swayze. Back when my man L said it's hot and it's humid and it's hazy. Before trends and tattoos. By no means get this twisted. My name is Hip Hop. And I have always existed. In this physical form, or in the essence of rhyme, Grandmaster Caz, baby, greatest of all time.
Coming to Sirius XM Channel 43 tomorrow.
Is it raw? To the core. I'm a.
Join LL Cool J and a few close friends as they launch Lavelle's Radio Live in Los Angeles tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
They've added so much to this promo. Not that much.
If y'all having fun, make some noise. Well, that's all I want to know. If y'all having fun. It's me, Tristan. I feel like right up. I want to, before you go that on, right, I want to do something Acapulco. I'm about the culture of hip-hop. I'm about real hip-hop. I'm about the love of hip-hop and respect for hip-hop. And that's forever. That's always. But
I hope someone's recorded that, so, you know, so we can cherish it for all time. That loop of that promo.
Getting money by the truckload. Catch the pass, running back, I'm in rush mode. I can never get enough, always want more. Still in the hood with the killers and the cutthroats. Hey, fuck a bag, we moving truckload. Every day I'm counting cash, I'm talking truckload. Catch the pass, running back, I'm in rush mode. Still in the hood with the killers and the cutthroats.
Y'all ain't getting it cause y'all don't really want it. Give me 30 days, I can make 100 racks, nigga. Anything a nigga said, I really done it. In consignment, the only time I'm front, El Cap.
Hey. Worldwide traffic, worldwide. Tell me where you need it, I can get this shit to Africa. When the package land, homie, I'ma make a massacre. On the road to riches, getting chicken with my passengers. Hey, no sleep, call me Dracula. Everything I touch, I flip, hand like a spatula. Feeling spectacular, smoking on some wedding cake. Heavy with the handles, I ain't never been a featherweight. Hey, dripping water like the sink. Cold-hearted nigga, I be trapping in the mink. Move the whole load for a nigga even blink. Wanna put up in the Lex, but I'm leaving in the Brinks. Getting money by the truckload. Catch the pass, run it back, I'm in rush mode. I can never get enough, always want more. Still in the hood with the killers and the cutthroats. Hey, fuck a bag, we moving truckload. Every day I'm counting cash, I'm talking truckload. Catch the pass, run it back, I'm in rush mode. Still in the hood with the killers and the cutthroats.
Y'all ain't getting it cause y'all don't really want it. Give me 30 days, I can make 100 racks, nigga.
What the fuck was that? Oh, it must be our Twitter buzzing. Have you followed us yet? Get with it. Follow
what the fuck was that?
The hype is real.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Cisco, blah boy, Cisco, blah boy. Cisco, blah boy, Cisco, blah boy. Yeah. 901 Chevy Drive, look alive, look alive.
How long until they rename Fly to Nelly's Playhouse? Close the loop on the branding. Just acknowledge that this is pretty much a Nelly station. Nelly's neighborhood. Every night, a different Saint Lunatic takes the airwaves, plays some tunes.
We beat to rap, but key beat to lock. But I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. 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 I'm chill.
Seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz with a nickel back to dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid.
with the slick like my gangster stroll. The liver just like me, coming stacks and rolls. You used to find a bug in a box with me. Now he boogies up your stage, plants twist the braids, and I'm peace like that. 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 I'm peace like that.
I move like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that. I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that. I stack like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that. I'm fat like that. I'm in like that because I swing like that.
We jazz like that. We freak like that. We zoom like that. We out. We out. We out.
And we bring you the biggest 20 hip-hop and R&B hits from
1998.
Remember?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. That's right.
The Fly List, hosted by Bugsy Bugs.
Catch us this Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific.
For The Fly List.
SiriusXM Fly.
Chingy's still rapping? Yeah, he's somewhere right now. He might be at this Wings place over here on the corner. Maybe this gas station across the street. But yeah, he's probably rhyming.
Sometimes July Tuesday here on Sirius XMU. That Sunco Moon Modest Mouse cover right after this new shiny new music from Speedy Ortiz. It's Lucky 88.
I make a friend.
Polygons, rings, and square circles on Sirius XM Rush 93 and the Sirius XM app. What's happening on Sirius XM Sports?
Reports circulating that the Giants may consider trading star receiver Odell Beckham Jr. Giants general manager Dave Gettleman doing his best to control the rumors on Sirius XM NFL Radio.
He hates to lose, and he's very gifted, and Ernie, of course, he taught me you don't quit on talent.
The latest on Beckham plus NFL rule changes on your 24-7 home for football, Sirius XM NFL Radio Channel 88 and the Sirius XM app.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
Hell yeah, Frank Thomas. It's the big hurt right there.
Come on back in the future.
At least have a joint show on the network where Ja Rule and Nelly come together to play the hits. Vita comes in on Fridays. She's got some shit to say about celebrity news.
Feature presentation, DJ Sus One. DJ Sus One. DJ Sus One.
It wouldn't be that hard to build the Apple Music algorithm to not play cuts off of like mixtapes and stuff when you've got the full song available. Like, hey, here's Check the Rhyme, but off a mixtape, so it's got a bunch of shit over it, which might be fun if you were listening to that whole thing and in that specific mood, but when you're just like kind of shuffling through songs in a genre, you think you should have the metadata in place to say this is the canonical version of this song that you should play in almost every situation, and this is not the version.
Something was hot.
What is hot, Fred Durst?
Chameleons out there trying to change up.
Yep.
Anytime something new comes along, everybody wants a bite. Don't happen overnight.
So you want to be a rock superstar and live large, big house, five cars, red charge, coming up in the world. Don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder.
Change their fucking name. I eradicate move fakers.
Yo, yo, dude, what's up, man? What's up with the record business? Man, I think I'm gonna have to beat somebody up, man. He always be fighting my shit, man. You know, man, he be fighting, man. Man, I told y'all the figures are, man. They ain't number square. Oh, man, that's what they is. One, two, three, and...
time. Dance school, they never start calling the rhyme. I heard you was out there writing my lines. And if I get you boy, your ass is mine. You're always in my face saying, school, school, man. How about this? It's so cool, man. Never ever seen you play them fool. Cause I use a microphone like a plumber uses a tool.
You gotta love me, I'll leave me alone. You gotta love me, I'll leave me alone. You gotta love me. everybody got a gun.
Change the pace. Go get it done.
dawn.
Just like this, for all you motherfucking real G's out there, huh? Come with the real shit. 187.4 FM on your dad.
Until the tick-tock, yeah, don't stop.
I don't want to ever hear that song again. I want to hear the bit about the golden shower hour at the beginning, and then I want to turn it off. And now I've skipped too many tracks, and I just, it's not loading up more, and I don't have a great signal. It's like, what a hassle. What a hassle. What a drag.
You need a better
girl. You're looking good again, and you're acting good. I'll tell you why it's Saturday night. Time to see what's going down on the back suit. Heaven, the right side of town.
Star 101.
Join the fleet that keeps America moving.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything
any
like the last
now.
Two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey,
casino.
You don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn
put your money in your mattress.
In a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee the past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
In this physical form, or in the essence of rhyme, Grandmaster Caz, baby, greatest of all time.
Coming to Sirius XM Channel 43 tomorrow.
Is it raw? To the core. I'm a girl.
Join LL Cool J and a few close friends as they launch the Bells Radio Live in Los Angeles tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Going down in the radio, hit the radio, the radio.
What if instead, for just like a week straight, they just played this part? Just like had a guy fucking just work this fucking cut and scratch this sample for like 2 hours and then just loop that. That would be way cooler. I would listen to that.
right, that was the Heartbreakers with Johnny Thungus on guitar there and Walter Lure on guitar. And that was off the album LAMF, recorded in 1977 on Track Records in England. I want to give a shout out to some friends of mine at the Manhattan Dodge, West 54th Street. His name is Frank Shanley. He helped me out the other day, I really appreciate it. And every time I go in there, they're listening to SiriusXM. Thanks, guys. You helped me out. All right, up next, I got some live punk from another band who helped ignite the English punk scene. Sham 69. Angels with Dirty Faces Live. Obviously, they got the name from a Warner Brothers movie from, I think, 1940 with James Cagney and Humphrey Bogart.
This number is called Angels with Dirty Faces.
They reclaimed Pitbull Station?
I was a phoenix till I learned how to speak, even with ashes in my
mouth. I guess
so. Always playing the early days of rock and roll.
The Pitbull Station is no more. How sad. Now this channel has no name, it seems. It just says Spotlight. So I feel like, isn't that the thing that they use for like limited engagements and like... Like, where they haven't named the channel or something like that.
You can go big.
So kind of a shitty thing to have on channel 4. Put the 40 station back on.
Tone. Let me tell you one thing, I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid through the wild thing. Say what?
Say what?
I'll keep holding on.
It's a little bit more like Pitbull out, Diplo in, like, thematically. I mean, with them renaming Electric Area to be the Diplo station. I don't know. Dolly.
Social media, as well as professional photo shoot quality prints, all of which make for irresistible.
Ground zero, hero. My heart don't skip a beat, even when hard times cross the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Touching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed by the greater good, then that's what it gotta be.
Break me. Take my baby.
Oh, no, wait. Here's the Pitbull station. They just moved it. This station is not good enough to be on Channel 4 anymore. Moving you over to 13.
I wanted to be around with leaders and people that made a difference. I mean, I didn't really care about what people thought about me.
That's right.
To this day, I really don't. To be honest with you, but that's what allowed us to move forward.
Pitbull's Globalization. Sirius XM.
Brought to you exclusively in Sirius XM's Coffee House.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow.
Fuck off. Right, I forgot they started this Southern Rock fucking Lynyrd Skynyrd station. Oh. It's a dope sample, but I don't know that I like this actual whole song.
Fell down a lot. He was an awkward kid, and therefore his mother nicknamed him Crazy, aka Cuco. Born in Inglewood, California, he creates just really interesting music, and we've got a sort of far away ethereal cover that he did of Kylie Uchis's The Melting to start this next block of music. We'll then hear from New York via Nashville musician Sophie Allison. She records music as Soccer Mommy. And the track that we're going to hear from her is called Last Girl. It's out now as an A-side through Glad Fact Records. And it's just, you know, really nice, melancholy, heartachingly lovely, ultra-relatable cut. We'll then hear from Super Organism. They are the 8-member multinational collective. Many of them now live together in London, but they all met via the interweb. And have been making
money.
Deep blue. right there from Ohio, Chimera. Power trip. Shout out to Mark Hunter and all of our friends from that band, Chimera. My name's Jose Mangan over here in Orange County, California. I've got music from Salt Lake City's Visigoth going out to my friend John Hernandez. He's a metal postman out there, and he actually won Into the Tribute Pit. And him and his dad came out to the Seal Beach Studios last month to come visit, man. So shout out to that heavy metal family. I've got some music from Eister's latest album as introduced by the guitar player and head honcho from Eisterth, John Schaefer. Music from Bad Wolves, and their debut is coming out called Disobey May 11th, and Bad Wolves is going to be doing a lot of summer touring with Five Finger Death Punch and others, and also playing my birthday party on Saturday, April 14th here in Seal Beach, and we'll see a lot of you at the freaking show, I hope. This is a band from the Ukraine called Ginger. They're starting off their first ever U.S. tour in a few days. On Thursday at the House of Blues in Dallas is when it all kicks off. This is a track from Ginger's album called King of Everything, Pisces.
Sick! Promo for this station, that's exactly what this fucking station is. And then they have that promo and then this Limp Bizkit song. Perfect.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind the eyes. And no one knows what it's like telling only lies, but my dream was
there. The scary thing here, honestly, is the idea that we've gotten enough distance from the era when Korn and Limp Bizkit were like big, you know, that they have felt that they could devote a station to playing that stuff as like a throwback, and that they then went and produced promos that just said like, yeah, Limp Bizkit, flip the bird, turn your pattern. Like, that's something they're trying to like tap into and celebrate. You know, like that's something they want to try to recapture or let an audience relive their youth. And the notion that there are people out there trying to relive that youth and not trying to live it down. That are like, yeah, we're gonna revel in this and not fucking sit back and go like, man, we like some fucking bullshit. Boy, oh boy, I sure did have shit music taste then because I was listening to Korn, those people would say. Idea that there's still people out there that are like psyched, they're like, oh yeah man, put it in, yeah man, fucking that's like one of my top 10 Limp Bizkit cuts behind Blue Eyes, man, the cover, it's like, it's fucking soulful, man. Limp Bizkit has range is what I'm saying. They had a speak and spell for this track, so I
like to be mistreated, to be defeated.
what's this?
Before rap was a game, before hip hop was a nation, before Lauryn Hill we get our best education, before milk and sugar, before PE brought the noise, before Heavy D and the Boys, before the roof caught on fire.
I mean, I kind of want to know if after this Limp Bizkit song, they're going to play Linkin Park and close it out. You know, it went from Korn to Limp Bizkit, like... Nope, this Audioslave song. Like this Audioslave song. I just became completely hungry, like full on, like starving, like, oh damn, like all of a sudden,
a drunk girl home in the sober light of dawn. She left you a message, she thanked you on the phone. Cause you picked up her life, she threw on the floor. You left the whole last song, walked down and locked the door. That's how she knows the difference between a boy and a man. Take a drunk girl home. Take a drunk girl home. Take a drunk girl home.
I love the highway because I can listen to Luke Bryan,
Justin Lynch, Chris Young,
Kelsey Ballerini.
I dig the new country and I love the fact that there's no commercials.
We love the highway.
Bull.
See y'all later.